Arg! Ahoy there, matey! Welcome aboard the world of boating.
Please stand clear of the doors. Por favor, manténganse alejado de las puertas.
The radio show devoted exclusively to the boating lifestyle.
You're going to need a bigger boat.
Brought to you by worldofboating.com, your internet portal for the boating enthusiast.
I was just looking into buying a boat of my own.
Call World of Boating toll-free now at 1-888-28-BOAT. That's 1-888-828-BOAT.
And welcome. This is the World of Boating. Greg, your first mate, Captain Patrick, and Boat Show Girl rounding out the crew today. Rusty on hiatus after Memorial Day weekend and having a successful, report back on the boat show, but he had to take this week off and work. So we're just here, Patrick and I and Boat Show Girl, because we don't work.
I'm a hologram.
Is that what you are?
Yeah.
Wow. And that is pretty remarkable how the blood vessels on your forehead pulsate, even in the hologram state.
I'm a hologram and smell-o-rama.
Yeah, I could have done without that part. But whatever. Boat Show Girl, how you doing?
I'm doing good.
Yeah? All yep. Swell? Did you have a good Memorial Day weekend?
I did. I was doing a little bit of work, but
a little bit of work, yeah. Well, you know, I took, after we did the show last week, I went and did research for a future appearance in the Sharknado series and played a Florida sweaty tourist, or I went to Disney to play Florida sweaty tourist or do research in that regard. So I'd be ready when called up to reprise my role as a sweaty Florida tourist.
I thought Sharknado 5 was taking place in space.
No, I don't. That's not accurate.
I saw the poster. There was an astronaut with a shark in space.
Really? Who knows? They just announced the name of it this week. You know what it was? I mean, I know you're following this. But it's Sharknado 5.
Yeah.
Global swarming.
Yeah.
Make America bait again. Yeah, see? Boat Show Girls, she's already going to DVR it when it comes out on Sci-Fi in a few weeks.
Yeah, I'm going to SC it. Is what I'm going to do.
You're going to what?
S-C
it. Well, that means what?
S-can it.
Ah. Yeah, I was waiting to see how you were going to handle that one. Yeah, well, you can do what you want to do. I'm not in it, so it doesn't really matter. I can understand that you would do that for that one since I'm not in this one. But maybe 6, 7, who knows? But I did a little research last week and played a Florida sweaty tourist. Or I said, you know, did research, make sure I'm sharp when called up to reprise that role.
Yeah, funny enough, you really don't have, it's not a stretch for you.
What do you mean it's not a stretch?
That role.
Well, it's not if you have plenty of practice like me and you stay sharp, you stay limber, ready to sweat on a moment's notice.
You could hang meat in the studio right now and you were sweating buckets.
Well,
you look like Marco Rubio during the presidential debate.
Okay, if you say so.
A paler version.
You're looking like Nixon yourself. All right, so that's what I did. And then, you know, I also rode a boat. So I worked in some kind of boating.
Wait. You rode a boat? You rode a boat? Or did you rote a boat?
Which rode one. I was on a boat, a ferry there at the Magic
Kingdom.
Okay,
that's not... No, no,
I went boating. I was boating at the Magic Kingdom.
You did not rode a boat. That's not,
I was
there's
also,
no such thing.
I also was on the frozen
ride at Epcot. You don't rode a boat.
Which is in a boat where you navigate through the waters of the frozen land there from Disney.
I'm still trying to get past the comment, I rode a boat.
Rode your boat.
No, that's not. You're talking about R-O-D-E. That's why I asked you, rode or wrote.
All right, Bill, whatever. Let's just move on and tell you about the boating adventures that I had, which were pretty
impressive. On a ferry at Disney World.
On a ferry, and I'm not talking about Tinkerbell. I'm talking about they have this ferry that goes back from the parking area to the Magic Kingdom that shuttles like hundreds of people at once. And have you been on that before? It was the first time I actually took that
Why do you ask questions if you're not going to let me answer? Can you just explain to me?
Well, it's a simple yes or no, and you just look at me like...
What do you mean, look? You didn't even take a breath in between asking the question and then following up your own question with an answer.
Well, I assume it was a no, because you just looked away like, oh, geez.
1974.
You did do it in 1974?
Yeah, and then
they've
updated it since then. Yeah, and then we found out that if you don't take the ferry, it's a minute and a half walk to get in, so you can just bypass the whole thing. But it's a way that they use to shepherd the people and control the flow of people into the park.
Well, no, but you can't get into the Magic Kingdom without taking the ferry or the monorail.
Okay, whatever.
Wait, you can't walk it.
Yes, you can.
Like how? Parking lot?
I'm telling you, once you go the queue for the ferry, okay,
yeah,
where you go to get on, deviate to the right, okay,
mm-hmm.
You find Goofy. When you find Goofy, you give him the password, he opens a gate, it's a minute walk, and boom, you're at Cinderella's Castle. Like that. I'm telling you.
You're a liar.
I am not a liar. It's all part of Disney lore.
Mm. Well, I did see Goofy, but I didn't know of any password I could have given him.
Is this when you were looking in the mirror? Even Bocho Girl liked that one.
Yeah, that's hilarious.
You told a joke earlier. She laughed. You thought that you were like the next best, greatest thing in the world, funny-wise. I make one, and it bombed. How's that even possible?
You are you, and I'm me. Come on, let's be real. So anyway, back to boating. Which was the point of bringing this up in the first place, believe it or not,
don't believe it.
Well, the efficiency that they have with the ferry system there at Disney is pretty impressive, because they have to, what happened at the end of the day, we saw the big fireworks show when you wish upon a star at Magic Kingdom, which, by the way, is spectacular. They've turned the Magic Kingdom into a giant movie screen, and so it's like, every surface of the Magic Kingdom now is like all kinds of this projecting stuff. So they can just transform it right in front of your eyes. It's magical, which, makes sense for the Magic Kingdom, right? Anyway, we see that in the fireworks, and we want to get the hell out of Dodge and get to our car. And you got to either take the ferry or the monorail back to the parking lot.
Or walk.
Or if you have the Goofy password, liar, you can take that route. But we chose to take the ferry back, which usually I don't do that because I think it'd be too slow. I mean, monorail's fast, modern, new, and that kind of thing. But I was like, hey, let's take the ferry. It'll be a lot of people at once. It's going to take forever to get out of here anyway. And we get on there, and I was like, wow, this is like a pretty high-tech system they have set up. I mean, they've been doing it for a few years, so I think they got it down to a fine, fine-oiled machine. But it was interesting watching the captain navigate the ferry back into the next slip, because they have like three slips on each side of the lagoon.
Yeah.
And then, they have like red and green lights. And like, hey, if it's green, you go into this one. If it's red, you stay away from that one,
You realize that the ferry system runs on a rail, right? I mean,
no,
you do
it
know.
It doesn't. It's a floating ferry at the Magic Kingdom. It does not. It runs on a rail at the Frozen ride. And it's a small world, but the ferry system between...
They are not going to put hundreds of Disney potential, all that money, that potential money that's on that ferry. You think they're going to put all those lives at risk? No.
Yes.
It runs on a rail.
It does not run on a rail.
Just like the Jungle Boat cruise ride runs on a rail.
No, you're a liar.
I am not lying.
They even made the announcement and said, hey, this is a floating, free-floating vessel.
Of course they're going to tell you that. It's all an illusion, Greg. It's Disney World.
So you've never been, have you?
I have. It runs on a rail.
Oh, jeez.
Do you know...
Bocho,
you know,
Girl, have you ever been to Magic Kingdom? Come on.
I have not been to anything Disney.
What? Are you not a fan?
The last sane person in the state of Florida right there, ladies and gentlemen.
Hmm. Well, I would think she'd be a great Imagineer, but evidently not. But I'm telling you, it is a real boat. It's a real ferry, and they use that.
I didn't say it wasn't a real ferry. What I said is it runs on a rail.
There's no rail.
There is a rail.
They have three different boats that go back and forth.
I understand, Greg.
And they have to pass at certain times. You can see that they're communicating. There's no way they're going back and forth like that on a rail. It's not possible. I just don't believe it. So, you know, if you want to hear the truth, you'll listen to me. If you want to hear Captain Patrick, you know, and you want to be, dazzled by a bunch of lies. And he wants to steal the magic away, let him. Let him burst that balloon for you. But I'm not a dream killer.
You're a career killer.
Oh, maybe.
There's you that. Are.
So, I did that. And what I would say is, like, when you come to Disney World, like everyone else in the world does, especially on Memorial Day weekend, take the ferry instead of the monorail and work in a little boating adventure. You know, it is kind of fun. It's short.
That is not a boating adventure.
It is a boating. You're boating.
It's a large retention pond on something that runs on a rail.
He's a liar.
Walk in.
He's a liar. I'll tell you some other stuff I did for the Memorial Day weekend next. A little movie review that entails boating, of course.
You're listening to the World of Boating Radio Network.
Hey, boaters, you know there's a lot of things to consider when you're out on the water. But what about when you want to jump in it? Well, like for a snorkel or even a dive? That's just one reason why you, as a boater, should be a member of Divers Alert Network. DAN is your dive safety organization. However, many of the benefits you get from being a DAN member go far beyond in-water activities. Just by being a member of DAN, you get access to 24-hour DAN Travel Assist. This program provides evacuation assistant coverage up to $100,000 when you travel over 50 miles from home for both diving and non-diving injuries. When you consider it's just $35 for individuals and $55 for entire families, it's kind of silly not to be a member of DAN if you like spending time out on the water. There's many more benefits, way too numerous to list here. So go to dan.org and get all the info. Whether you're into diving or not, see for yourself why it makes total sense for every boater to be a member of Divers Alert Network. That's dan.org.
Be an explorer in the other two-thirds of your world. Be the buddy who takes the kids in the aquarium instead of just to it. Be adventurous. Be amazed. Be a diver.
Even Keatley wasn't ready for me or anything that followed. Chased by a police department led by his ex-girlfriend and hunted by brain fork-wielding Fijian assassins, it's everything he can do to keep from getting locked up, killed, or worse. Kava Screw is available as an ebook for $2.99 at Amazon.com. Kava Screw. Put a brain fork in him. He's done.
You have successfully navigated the Sea of Commerce and now are clear to cruise with the World of Boating.
I do like the water.
The radio show devoted exclusively to the boating lifestyle.
The sun, the sea air, good friends.
Brought to you by worldofboating.com, your internet portal for the boating enthusiast.
Looks like one ship was saved today, a relationship.
That's debatable. We're just having a relationship. We're not necessarily saving it. But we have life preservers in today's virtual cruise as we navigate the latest boating news and information here at the World of Boating. Greg, your first mate, Captain Patrick, boat show girl, make up the crew. All right, so the other thing I did besides Disney, Patrick, and maybe this will save you because, you know, I know how you and I have the same tastes when it comes to entertainment.
By the same, you of course mean the complete polar opposite.
Well, maybe you're right. But Pirates of the Caribbean, did you see it? The new one came out last week.
No, because I'm not a 12-year-old girl.
Boat show girl, did you see it?
I did not.
Okay, so it's pirates, and they have boats in it, Patrick. You know that. Well, this is why we don't even bother with a pre-show meeting, because, you know, this would just go without saying, like a new movie that comes out that's about pirates and boats and classic boats would be like a prerequisite for doing the World of Boating.
Wait. The reason why we don't do a pre-show meeting is you're tied up in the bathroom for the 15 minutes prior to us coming on air. That's why we don't have one. Otherwise, I'm talking through a door.
Hey, don't come after me because I'm regular. So anyway, the Pirates of the Caribbean is, it was okay, but it wasn't really, didn't live up to the hype, if you ask me. But the boats are cool, especially when they come up out of the water and they float. If they can only figure out a way to do this in real life, like once a boat sinks, you could just press a button and it would just go from the bottom of the,
they got those.
Bottom of the sea.
They got them. They're called submarines.
No, this isn't the same.
Yes, there's these things, Greg. They're called submarines. They will sink, go down many, many, many fathoms, and then they will rise back up to the surface. They can transverse the oceans under the water or on top of the water.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
If only somebody had invented such a craft.
Yeah. Not what I'm thinking, but I'm just saying, you know, like an extra safety valve. I mean, they're always thinking about, let's make our boats so they don't sink, you know, at all.
You're talking about Disney?
No, I'm talking about any boats, like a manufacturer. You know, Boston Whaler makes a boat you can saw in half and it still won't sink.
Yeah, because in case you're ever attacked by a chainsaw-wielding maniac out on the water, you'll be okay.
What?
Continue.
Yeah. And so they make those, and that's understandable. But, you know, we do have boat sinkings. People forget to replace, you know, what's the valve there on the bilge, right? Is that the one that keeps making the boat sink at the docks, right?
I'm just going to let you flounder.
No. I mean, it's the whatever that little hole thing
is. Come on, you're a boater. Come on, Greg.
What's the proper name, Miss Captain? I'm not a captain, though. That's why I'm leaning on
two
you
words.
Now.
Two words. First word sounds like pain.
Pain? Drain plug.
Ah,
there we go. Drain plug.
Okay. He can be taught, ladies and gentlemen.
So there you go. You forget to, you know, screw in your drain plug, and next thing you know, you come back out to the boat, and it's sunk at the dock. It's the number one reason why boats sink, right?
Really?
Isn't it? We've covered this
before. You just stated it as it was
a fact.
Well,
no, we've covered this before. That's like the number one reason a lot of boats end up sinking, and they sink right at a dock because of that. And I'm thinking like,
actually,
hey.
They don't sink at a dock because of that. The fact of the matter is when people do forget to put the drain plug in, which, of course, is an absolutely ridiculous thing to forget.
Well, of course.
But when they do forget to put it in and they launch the boat, by that time, the boat starts taking on water, whether it's an outboard, whether it's an IO, or straight inboard, what have you. So the bilge pump, if so equipped with an automatic float switch, which 21 feet and over will have. Most boats made nowadays will have automatic float switches in them anyway.
Wait a minute. That's an automatic float switch? This might be the device that I was thinking that all boats should be equipped with already.
So automatic float switch, when the water level reaches a certain height, it will activate the bilge pump. Now, the bilge pump will continue to run as long as you've got battery power. So a lot of times people will come out, they'll get in the boat. They don't even realize that the bilge pump's kicked on a couple times. Mm-hmm. They get in the boat, they get underway. Now, when they get underway, as the boat's making its way through the water, water will actually exit out through the drain plug because the boat's moving forward through the water. It gets forced to the back of the transom.
Right.
It can actually drain outward. It's only when they slow down or come to a stop that now they start to take on water. Maybe they put the boat at, they've just decided to stop out on the middle of the lake. They're going to float. They're going to listen to the stereo. All of a sudden, after an hour, hour and a half, they realize that they hear water running and that the boat is sitting lower at the stern than they had thought. And that's when your boat sank. Now, boats 22 feet and under are required to have flotation foam in them. So these boats may get swamped, but they are designed to stay afloat for a predetermined amount of time based on their exposure to, depending on the type of water that they're in, gasoline, oils, things of that nature. Once you go above 22 feet, you don't have any flotation foam unless it's a craft such as Boston Whaler and you are attacked by a chainsaw-wielding maniac from a B-movie.
Hmm. Okay, which could happen.
Absolutely.
You know, especially if you're, you know, at Disney. Well, maybe Universal would be more appropriate.
Halloween Horror Nights. Yeah. Absolutely.
But that's all fine and dandy. But what I'm saying is that once they sink, once it gets past that threshold and the boat actually sinks to the bottom of the sea, wouldn't it be cool if they did have a button you could press, like the real float switch would make your boat float from the bottom of the sea and come up just like one of them Pirates of the Caribbean movies?
From what depth are we talking?
Whatever depth it has
to be. Well, no, look, you know all about atmospheric pressure as you dive. So, you know, as the craft descends past a certain level, that it's going to get crushed. It will implode, will it not? Won't the force of the water start to tear things apart, push things, distort the hull, superstructure, things of that nature?
Well, okay, I guess I'm not thinking beyond diving depths.
I asked the question.
Well, no, I mean, if it's down at the bottom of the Marianas Trench, it's
okay. So
crushed.
You're talking recreational dive limit.
No, I'm saying if it's only a few hundred feet, no, it should be okay. It might be okay.
Well, how many atmospheric changes is that at 300 feet?
Well, it's one atmosphere every 33 feet.
Okay.
Yeah.
So
what? Four atmospheres down to like 120.
Okay, I think that could have an adverse effect.
Well, it could, but I mean, I don't know.
Why would you even want it? Because unless you're ready to pickle the engine, don't even bring it up out of the water till you're ready to service the engine.
Because you like pickles? What?
No, because as soon as the engine gets exposed to air.
Right.
That's when your corrosion starts. That's when your oxidation starts, whether it's fresh water or salt water. So you don't ever bring the craft up until you're ready to immediately pickle the engine so that you can save it.
Okay. Or, you know, but still, it would look cool. If it just popped up out of the ocean like one of them Pirates of the Caribbean. That's what I'm saying. It would just look awesome.
You're listening to the World of Boating Radio Network.
This is the World of Boating. Greg, your first mate, Captain Patrick. Boat Show Girl rounding out the crew today. All right, so Boat Show Girl, I mean, that stuff, that would be a cool feature if you had a floating boat switch that literally made your boat float from the depths of the ocean like it does on Pirates of the Caribbean.
Submarine.
Wouldn't it be cool?
Possibly.
Possibly, yes. Yeah, when it breaks the water surface and like explodes in a big mist of sea and waves, oh, that's awesome. Pretty sweet. And then you saved your boat. Okay, sure, the motor might be kaput.
And the upholstery and the carpet.
Well, it depends on how long it was underwater. You know, I mean.
No. At that point, it really doesn't depend on how long it's been.
Well, electronics, would be. Well,
you may want to rethink this.
iPhone 7, waterproof, kind of.
To what depth?
Oh, it's waterproof.
To what depth?
Whatever depth it has to be.
Really?
Yeah.
You care to put that to the test?
Yeah, of course.
You got an iPhone 7 there, buddy?
I have a 7 Plus.
All right. I hear a challenge.
You can't control all the buttons and stuff at depth, but it's
The challenge is we will take your iPhone 7 and we will drop it into Marianas Trench, and we will see if it still continues to operate.
Well, I think it's 30 feet or less, maybe.
You are a wealth of disinformation.
Yeah, whatever. It still would be cool. All right, you got something you want to share with us, Boat Show Girl? Actually, we need to do a little career counseling update, don't we? Because you put out some stuff on what you're going to do. Now, Boat Show Girl is back. Is that right? BoatShowGirl.com is coming back because you kind of put it on hiatus for a while.
Yeah, pretty soon I'm going to have more stuff on there, and I'm slowly coming back because I've got some other projects I'm working on. So once those are done, then I'm going to focus back on BoatShowGirl.com, and then I do have the domain ILoveBoatShows.com, and I'm getting ready to do something with that too.
Aha, there you go. So you ought to merge them. BoatShowGirl.com and ILoveBoatShows.com. I mean, it's kind of one and the same. You can't have a boat show girl without loving boat shows. See what I'm saying? Right? So there'll be a little cross-pollinization there, I have a feeling. All right, more coming up on the World of Boating. Stay close.
You're listening to the World of Boating Radio Network.
All aboard, all aboard, on the glass bottom boat. It's the greatest show that was ever afloat. Take a ride on the tide with the guide and see the way out wonders of the deep blue sea. All
this
aboard,
is the World of Boating. Greg, your first mate. It's the greatest Captain Patrick and Boat Show Girl rounding out the crew. Okay, so we've covered my stuff, which is always most important, yeah. And we've updated what's up with Boat Show Girl and her new domains and her progress that she's making with some new blogging that does.
Yeah, she may want to check the spelling. I think she's got bootshowgirl.com and not Boat Show Girl.
Well, that's how they say it in German, so yeah. She's fine. She's okay. Reaching out to an international audience. What about you, Patrick? What do you got? What did you do Memorial Day weekend? Anything worth reporting back on or no?
No.
Okay.
Nothing that I'm going to share with you, Boat Show Girl, or our listeners, because they have absolutely no interest in what we have done. I'm just letting you know right now. I'm the one who answers the emails, answers the messages on Facebook.
That was one and two.
You took
that duty away from one and two.
The ICE agents raided the studio 5 weeks ago.
Oh, jeez, I wondered where they'd been. Interesting. Okay, so you're doing this now.
Yeah, fact of the matter is they were both born in Colorado, so
What are the odds?
they're whiter than you.
True. So what do you got? What can we dive into?
Well, a bit of bad news, Greg, and yeah. We need to do a, I think this calls for a 21-fin salute. A 21-fin salute. Jack O'Neill.
Jack O'Neill.
O'Neill wetsuits.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Okay.
Has passed away.
Ah, okay.
At 93 years of age.
God bless him.
A full life. But the modern wetsuit, as we know it, that you have been able to
wear many times.
I, as a surfer, have been able to enjoy the colder waters for longer periods of time due to the modern wetsuit, which was, for the most part, invented by Mr. O'Neill back in the 50s in San Francisco.
Okay.
So, sad bit of news, but talk about your quintessential-looking surfer pirate, because a surf accident in the 70s took his left eye, so he always had that eye patch that he wore. So, it's a bit of bad news, but next time you're out in the water, and whether you're scuba or you're wakeboarding or skiing, surfing, what have you, and you're trying to squeeze yourself into that sausage casing of a
put
wetsuit,
on an eye patch.
Just
pause
for a moment and say a kind word about Mr. O'Neill.
Yes.
So
keeping you warmer.
Keeping us warmer and keeping our body fluids close to our skin.
Well, that's how you keep warm.
Yeah, it is. Now, Boat Show Girl, I understand that you are kind of coming out of your self-imposed exile / funk. Something that you should take advantage of, especially for your website and blog and whatnot. Are you aware that the U.S. Coast Guard cutter Eagle is over in Port Canaveral?
What do you think?
I'm not aware of that, no.
Are you aware of the fact that the U.S. Coast Guard has a cutter named the Eagle?
Probably not.
Are you aware that the U.S. Coast Guard cutter Eagle was actually made by Nazi Germany, and we got it as part of war reparations and then turned it into a U.S. Coast Guard? It's basically a sailing vessel that's used for training for cadets.
So it's a sailboat.
No, this is a unbelievable craft that has trained decades of Coast Guard personnel, all manners of being out on the water, handling lines, deck safety,
but it is
navigation.
A sailing vessel,
it is a sailing vessel, but okay. I wouldn't. It's a cutter. It is. I wouldn't say that it's a sailboat.
Right. It's a yachtage.
It is. This thing is massive. So something for you to consider, Bocho Girl, is heading over to Port Canaveral
and join the military. That's what you're telling her to do.
Yeah, Greg, that was exactly the direction I was heading in, was getting her to join the military.
Well, I don't know if that's
why I brought it up. It, you know, instead of thinking that, you know, it might be something that she could write about or blog about,
That'd be easier.
Especially presenting herself as a member of the credentialed media, namely the show, and probably get special access to parts of that craft that maybe the general public does not, and then be able to interview some, like the commanding officer, some of the cadets that are on board.
She might meet a few of them, if you know what I mean. Wink, wink.
And could get another view of boating and what goes into training those people who keep the rest of us safe out on our waterways.
What do you think? Does that sound appealing? Does that sound like a blog post possibility for Bocho Girl or I Love Bochos, maybe?
Yeah, it'd be really cool to do.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Which means she's not going to do it.
it did come from you, Patrick. So
I need to plan it out if I'm going to do it. So I need to start, you know, looking it up and planning ahead of time.
Well, the last time it was there was like in 2006. So this is not a common occurrence because this craft is used for training purposes. But it will be there, I believe, for the next few weeks, kind of on a goodwill tour, if you will. And so if you're going, I mean, you would definitely want to be going probably within the next week or so. Make your arrangements, take a drive over to Port Canaveral. You know, there's a lot of things to do over there too. The port is changed drastically from when I first started going there as a teenager. And
lots of boats.
The late 70s. So yeah, lots of boats.
Okay.
Also, Greg.
Yeah.
Hurricane season
is here once again,
and
we pretty much got a little sampling last week, actually.
And?
I scared the bejesus out of me. I thought for sure. I was like, hey, it just started, but I didn't expect this storm to whip through the broadcastoplex like it did.
Well, here's something else to get even more concerned about.
Yeah.
Now, I know you don't like to get political on the show, so I will just refer to the current administration.
Yeah.
There is nobody in charge at FEMA or NOAA. They still have yet to get anybody to head up these agencies. Nobody is watching for hurricanes right now, Greg. We're relying on the Weather Channel right now to provide us warning. The Weather Channel is our early warning system. There's nobody in charge at these agencies. This is a problem. I'm just saying.
They never get it right anyway.
Doesn't matter. No, that's Colorado. That's the University of Colorado out there that does all the weather forecasting out there, which I never understood why they, from Colorado, they can't do it from, say, Miami, from the Hurricane Center when it used to be down there, and then they moved it for whatever reason. So maybe it's because the view. Maybe because the elevation, they can see.
I hate that show.
Maybe they can see further out and see the hurricanes forming. I don't know.
Well, maybe.
I don't quite get it.
That would help. But no, Whoopi and all those guys, they know the weather pretty well.
Well, nobody's taking the reins at FEMA. Nobody's taking the reins at, there's no boss at, NOAA. These are the organizations that are really entrusted in not only providing us the information if there's an oncoming storm, preparation for that storm. FEMA, of course, would get, put into action, post-hurricane coming in with assessing damage, providing relief, stuff like that. Nobody is in charge of these agencies, Greg.
Mm-hmm.
So I know how close you are to the current president. I know that he's got you on speed dial because he gives his cell phone number out to apparently everybody. So I would ask as a favor, please contact him.
No, I don't care.
And use the secret password.
They don't know any of this stuff anyway.
Use the secret password.
Quit relying on Big Brother to Bailey out.
Just give them the secret password.
Make your own preparations for your boat and your vessel.
Kofef.
You don't expect the government is going to
Kofef,
come,
Greg. Kofef.
Bail you out when a storm comes through. You better make preparations now to protect your own butt. So how about that? Just take it the other way.
Well, you should
shouldn't rely on them anyway.
You should be, of course, on the east coast of the U.S., probably on the Gulf Coast as well, taking adequate preparations. Have a hurricane plan in effect, especially if you have a boat that's in the water or in a marina, you know, in dry stack. If you're planning on purchasing a boat, bear in mind, let's say it's used with something you paid cash for or something like that. As soon as they name a storm, you are not getting insurance.
That's right.
On your boat, on your car, on your home.
Insurance set up now. It should be set up. It should be locked in stone. You should feel good that you know you're covered in the act of God comes your way. So there you go. Don't rely on the government. That's just foolishness. Never works. All right, more coming up on The World of Boating.
You're listening to The World of Boating Radio Network.
Even Keatley wasn't ready for me or anything that followed. Chased by a police department led by his ex-girlfriend and hunted by brain fork-wielding Fijian assassins, it's everything he can do to keep from getting locked up, killed, or worse. Kava Screw is available as an ebook for $2.99 at Amazon.com. Kava Screw. Put a brain fork in him. He's done.
Traffic sucks, unless you're scuba diving with Mike Scott.
Mike glanced down at his dive computer. It showed less than 50 PSI left in his tank. Probably just a few more breaths.
Or riding shotgun in a thrilling car chase.
One bullet hit the Jeep's windshield, spiderwebbing the passenger side. Mike shifted into second gear and felt the Jeep leap forward. This just got serious.
Escape your commute with audiobooks from author Eric Douglas. Download to your phone. Go to booksbyeric.com or audible.com.
Who's your buddy? Is he your pal? Well, I'm Greg the Dive Master, and I'll explain how we use the buddy system in diving next.
This scuba tip is brought to you by DAN, Divers Alert Network. DAN helps divers in need of medical emergency assistance with the DAN hotline and is the most recognized and trusted organization worldwide in the fields of dive safety and emergency services, health, research, and education. Join DAN today by going to DAN.org. DAN, your dive safety association.
For many, scuba diving is a social sport, but that's only one reason we use the buddy system. Ideally, dive buddies are evenly matched in skill level and can assist each other if necessary. They're not a crutch to lean on, but a backup system that, if used properly, can make your dive safer and more enjoyable. And if you're diving right, your buddy will likely end up being your pal, too. Dive into dan.org for more info and to Scuba Radio to get the urge to submerge. Scuba Radio.
You have successfully navigated the Sea of Commerce and now are clear to cruise with the World of Boating.
I do like the water.
The radio show devoted exclusively to the boating lifestyle.
The sun, the sea air, good friends.
Brought to you by worldofboating.com, your internet portal for the boating enthusiast.
Scooter, everyone's counting on you. When the Titanic was sinking, the captain stayed on till the very end.
Yeah, well, I'm no captain, okay? I'm the other guy who dressed up like a lady and snuck into the lifeboat. I'm ashamed, but alive. Now let me go.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain. Oh, I'm feeling mighty sick.
I think that explains a lot. As far as the expression on Captain Patrick's face right now, I'm Greg, your first mate. I don't know if I make him sick, but is that what you feel, a little nauseous? Is that what it is, Patrick?
Yeah, let's go with that.
Or is it Bocho Girl? Could be Bocho Girl. No? He's just looking at me right now, Bocho Girl, saying, no, it's you. I'm pretty sure it's you, Greg.
You're just getting a stick, and you're just starting to stir it, and I'm not falling for it.
Well, I'm poking.
I know.
I'm poking you with it.
Not happening.
All right. Well, this is the World of Boating, and, hurricane season did arrive. By the way, how did you fare through that little that squall we had come through Orlando last week. That was pretty intense.
What are you talking about?
Didn't you guys have to deal with that down at Regal? It came through here, the Broadcastoplex, literally right after Memorial Day. It was like Tuesday or Wednesday, and came through and like, whoa. We had a evening, one of those massive Florida thunder showers, but it was intense.
Yeah, and 10 minutes later, the sun was out, and it was steaming off.
It was a little bit longer and later in the evening than one of your typical ones. But, I mean, we had limbs down, all kinds of stuff down here in our neck of the woods. It didn't affect you guys down there? It didn't. You seem to be puzzled. Like, what am I talking about?
Yeah, because, I mean, it was just it's typical Florida storm.
It was not typical. That was a little more intense than usual. But it kind of made me wake up like, yep, hurricane season's here. They didn't tell us about this one coming. But that's what it felt like. It went longer. You know, usually we get those afternoon thunder showers, and you're right. They'll last, a little hit about 4 or 5 o'clock and last for maybe an hour or so, and then we're done with it.
Unless I'm on my motorcycle, and then the black cloud just tends to follow me.
Yes. Well, there's that. Yeah, whenever Patrick rides his motorcycle, that pretty much guarantees rain.
Absolutely.
But this, it did kind of make me think about the hurricane season coming our way. So proper insurance, you got to make sure you have that for your vessel. You got to have an escape plan, right? Do you got any tips that we can share with folks
Held in Nazi Germany, like Stalag 13? Well, you need an escape plan?
Well, it's either you're going to rely totally on your insurance, which you better make sure you have plenty of good insurance.
Okay, here's the thing. Okay, in all seriousness, no matter what boat you have, whether it's on a trailer, it's in dry stack, or it's in the water, you need to have a plan in place for what you're going to do with that vessel. If it's on a trailer and it's in a storage yard, you need to make sure that the boat is properly secured to the trailer. Need to make sure that the trailer is secured, tires are blocked, whatnot. Make sure that the boat is covered properly if you are going to. Don't rely on your tonneau cover and your cockpit cover. Those are the ones that get snapped on to withstand, hurricane force winds. Chances are that ain't happening. You're probably looking at hopefully trying to get that thing inside. Hmm. If you're in dry stack, so you're inside a storage building, you want to make sure that the facility that you are using, which most people don't bother ever to check, but they're properly insured, that your boat is properly insured in case there is damage to that facility and your vessel gets damaged. If your boat is in the water and you're unable to get it out of the water, do you have an alternate location that you can move it to on the intercoastal somewhere, more protected waters maybe? If it's staying in the marina, you want to make sure, don't wait until the storm's coming to go out and figure out that you don't have enough dock lines, okay, or you don't have enough fenders. This is the time now when you want to make sure that you should be able to double up your dock lines at least, and have an extra set of fenders. And if the storm is moving into the area and you can't get your boat moved and it's going to stay in the water in a slip, then you need to go in and tie your boat off properly within that slip, which is get it away from the pilings, kind of suspend it in the middle of the slip with the dock lines off of the seawall, allow for any type of tidal surge that may occur. But this way, it's not getting beat up against the seawall. It's not getting beat up against the pilings. So whenever I've done them in the past is I have moved the boat into the center of the slip and tied it off, doubled up my dock lines, tied off to using other people's vessels because they would use mine to help kind of keep everything as one kind of, if this one pulls, that one provides support, mm-hmm. things of that nature. So if you have somebody in the slip next to you that's willing to do that, it helps them out as well. Unless of course their boat sinks, but usually if you're in a marina, it's not going down that far anyway. But make sure that your bilge pumps are working properly. Make sure that your automatic float switches are working properly. Make sure that your battery charger is working properly if your boat's in the water. Make sure that your shore power is working properly. Make sure that in case the marina loses power, do you have enough battery charge in case you do have a hull breach to where it can keep up with any inflow of water? Plan on going out to that boat. If you paid any amount of money at the first available opportunity, you're going to want to go out and check on your boat and make sure that everything's okay. Mm-hmm. If your boat's on a trailer, make sure you pull the drain plug. Last thing you want to do is dry sink your boat.
Yeah, Especially if you don't have one of those cool new features that I was talking about at the beginning of the show where you press a button after it sinks and it floats to the surface and breaks the surface like the Pirates of the Caribbean boats.
CJ, he's talking about submarines.
No,
he thinks he invented submarines.
Just because you don't go to movies.
His thing was he wanted a craft that it could sink below the ocean, the surface, and then rise up and crash through the surface of the water. I said, yeah, submarine.
It's called the Black Pearl, loser. Anyway, there you go. We'll leave it at that for this week's edition of The Big Show for Boat Show Girl, Captain Patrick, and myself. Remember, whether it's sail or motor,
life is better as a boater.
Safe boating, everyone.
Rock the boat, don't rock the boat, baby. Rock the boat, don't tip the boat over. Rock the boat. Rock the boat, rock on with your baby. Rock the boat, rock on with your baby. Rock the boat, rock on with your baby.
Barnacle-bitten swab!
World of Boating is brought to you by worldofboating.com, your internet portal for the boating enthusiast.
Any of this getting through to you, son?
World of Boating is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated.
Computer standing by.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past shows worldwide over the internet at worldofboating.com.
Computers can do that?
So tell a friend and come aboard every week for the World of Boating.
This is so great. I can't wait. I'm getting goosebumps. Feel me. Feel me.
The radio show devoted exclusively to the boating lifestyle.
TTFN, ta-ta for now.
The opinions you just heard on the World of Boating are those of the hosts, callers, and guests. They are not necessarily those of any station or network, its management, or advertisers.
What are you being such a weenie for?
While on the water, your safety and the safety of many others depends on you. So boat smart and operate your vessel only after receiving the proper training and instruction for your area.
There is a fine line between genius and madness.
Have any questions or comments? Feel free to do so via the web at worldofboating.com.